This is a new day. A blessed morning to all on WWDB 860 AM Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott. I hope everyone had a wonderful week of wonders and miracles, dreams, goals, and inspirations on the way for you, your family, your loved ones, and all those that you come into contact with each and every day. I have a feeling you could hear in my voice that it is kind of rough, and there's a big reason for that. This past week was Rosh Hashanah, the new year in Judaism, and I officiate services. So I'm singing, but I hope you can hear me. I'm doing my very best to bring blessings to you on this day. Next week, of course, is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So I'm making my list and I'm checking it twice with all the things that I've done or said that I need to say. I am sorry, and I hope you are too, no matter of your religion, tradition, or culture. Always in the heart, saying I'm sorry to those that we need to, and that is the best way to go. So we, of course, begin this program on DB with thoughts of our friends in Florida and down south on the East Coast with Hurricane Ian. We know it's disrupted so many lives, so many businesses, so much of God's creation. So we ask God, as another hurricane approaches, we ask that you provide protection for all those who are in its path. Give them the tools they need to remain safe throughout the storm. May we find safety and refuge, God, in your arms. Certainly it has already hit Florida and is moving up through the state. So we ask God to protect all that is in the way of the path, especially, of course, first responders, police officers, EMS, firefighters, all those that run into the storm as all of us are running out. We ask God for their protection, of safety, of health in all ways. And on that, we can all say, Amen. So I already brought up Rosh Hashanah. Those who celebrate or celebrated Rosh Hashanah, I hope you are having a happy new year. In Judaism, we say Shana Tova. That means have a good year in each and every way. We even add to that, we say Shana Tova Tika Tevu. And that means may our names be inscribed, be written in the book of life, in God's book of life. And after all, can all of us have our names inscribed in the book of life for health in every way, for abundancy in every way, whether it be finances, physical, emotional, spiritual, religious, in our relationships? May we have health in each and every way in the year to come. And of course, on that, we can all say, Amen. You know, it is a promise to us in the Torah. That's the five books of Moses. We often call that the Bible. Christians say the Old Testament. We find time and time and time again that it says that God was with David. God was with Moses. God was with Abraham. God was with them. So the question is, why was God with them? And the answer, of course, is because they were always with him. And we always want God to be with us. But it is our opportunity, our solemn oath, vow, and obligation to be with God as well. God doesn't want to intrude on our schedule. We have to make room for God. God doesn't just come into our lives. We have to invite God. We have to invite God into our lives. We have to open the door when God knocks. And God is knocking all the time. There's not a second of the day that God is not knocking on our lives, our hearts, our souls, and minds to come in. And it is our opportunity to open that door and let God in. Certainly. So why was God with David over and over again? Look it up. It says God was with David. God was with David. God was with Moses. God was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel, because we were with God. And it is our opportunity to always be with God, to open our hearts, especially around Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You know, the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are known as the 10 days of awe. When the gates of heaven, we call that in Judaism, Sha'arei Shamayim, when the gates of heaven are open and God is closest to us at any time during the year. Of course, it goes without saying that God is with us 24/7 each and every day, but especially when the gates of heaven are opened, God is with us strongly and is our opportunity to open that door as the gates of heaven are open and welcome in God. Welcome in God to all our dreams, goals, and aspirations. And that is certainly a blessing with God. I often wonder how God feels when we only want to speak with him when things are doing bad. We only want to speak with him when we want God to fix something. I often wonder how God feels when many Jews only go to synagogue or to services on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I wonder how God feels when Christians only go to services, to church on Easter and on Christmas. I wonder how God feels when we only think the only day that we can pray to God is on the Sabbath, for Jews on Saturday, for Christians on Sunday. I wonder how God feels that we only pray to him when we need him. That's a very, very interesting question. So to answer that, it is our opportunity to not make God think that, to not make God acknowledge that we only pray, we only say, God, we need your help because things are bad. It is even more important to pray to God when things are good than when they are bad. It is even more important to pray to God the second we wake up in the morning. After all, when we open our eyes, what do most of us do? Of course, we go online, we check our Instagram because we want to know how many more friends we have. And God is up there saying, wait a minute. I thought that I was your friend. What do you think God feels when we check our feed on Instagram the first 3 minutes of the day? God is saying, check my feed. I have things that I want to tell you. I have things that I want to share with you. Be my friend. Check my updates because I have things that I need to share with you. So it is a goal that I want you to take on to yourself, a mission. When you wake up in the morning, start a journey. Instead of checking your feed on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or Twitter, check God's feed because God wants to be your friend as well. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. We also say amen for our sponsors on Inspiration and Religion on WWDB every Sunday morning or 24/7 on WWDBAM.com on the podcast. We thank those who sponsor our program, for it is only them that we can provide this inspiration to you whenever you are listening. And we certainly thank Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen. With advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And on them, we can certainly all say, amen. Now, aside from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are very, very important day. And by the way, if you are Jewish and do not have a home yet to go to worship for Yom Kippur, the most important single day in the Jewish faith, the Day of Atonement. You know, it is so, so very important that we realize that the most important words in the English language are, I'm sorry. But it's so easy. It's so easy to say, I'm sorry. What makes it so difficult is to mean it. Anybody can say, I'm sorry. What is the hardest is to really, really mean it. And in Judaism, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, Day of Repentance, we often call atonement at-one-ment. If you look at the word atonement, you divide it up into it's the day of at-one-ment, to be with ourselves, to think about all of those sins and wrongs that we have committed, not only against people, but against God as well. And it is the opportunity that we have each and every year to say, I'm sorry, and to start the year fresh with a clean slate, with a clean mind, body, and soul, so we can break the chains that allow us to fulfill all of our wonders and miracles that God so wants us to fulfill each and every day. So take that opportunity, not only if you're Jewish, but any religion you may be, and even if you're not a religion, take the opportunity of Yom Kippur to break the chains and to start this year fresh with all that's good in life. And we certainly wish, as we continue into September and October, that all of our children and grandchildren are succeeding with successes and achievements in school. And that is a blessing to all of us. As you may know, every year there's a very, very special day called Bring Your Bible to School Day. And I wholly and fully endorse that day this year. It's on October the 7th. I do believe it's October 7th each and every year, of course, unless it's a Saturday or a Sunday. But this year, October 7th, Bring Your Bible to School Day. And you need to know, if there's anything that you go away from this program with, you need to know that your children or your grandchildren, any children, do legally have the freedom in a public school to voluntarily bring a Bible to school and to read it during free periods. They have the right to read, study, and discuss the Bible with their friends. Their right to use their Bible as a resource or quote from it for a homework assignment is their right. Don't let any teacher or principal or administrator tell you otherwise. Seriously, I think that school started to go downhill since God was taken out of schools, since the Ten Commandments were not up at the opening doors of the schools, since we did not open each and every day with a prayer, since Under God was started to take out of the Pledge of Allegiance. You need to know that the downfall of schools, and we have all seen it. We have all seen it. And don't say that we have not. Schools have been going down, and I think that started when God has been taken out. And this is an opportunity. Bring your Bible to school day. No matter what religion you are, no matter what scriptures you read, bring those scriptures into school. Share it with your friends, friends of the students. Tell your children, share it. Learn about each other's faiths. Learn about each other's religions. Because after all, we know that we are more alike than we are different. We are more alike than we are different. Bring your scriptures into school. Send a Bible. And I wholly endorse Bring Your Bible into School Day. And if any of the principals, administrators, and teachers tell you otherwise, that your child or grandchild cannot bring their Bible into school, contact me. Contact me. It would be an honor and a privilege to have words. Any of my contacts are on my website, cantorborski.com, cantorborski.com. It would be an honor to speak with the administrators to set them straight about Bring Your Bible to School Day or Bring Your Bible to School any day. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They've been serving all religions, all traditions, all backgrounds of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. That's 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey License Number 3796. There are so many wonderful programs and projects that I do hand in hand with the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. One of them is our grieving session for those who have lost a pet. Many of you know that I have the honor of helping run a cat rescue, and we feed dozens and dozens, scores and scores of indoor and outdoor cats each and every day, take care of them medically, spay and neuter, and anything that they need to live a healthy life. And we could always use your donations and help. Please go on Facebook to Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue Center. We perform miracles every day. Check us out. And it'll be an honor to speak with you about ways that you can help. With the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, a few times a year, we have pet grief loss sessions. And we often know that our pets are as close to us as our own children. And if you lose a pet, it's certainly like losing a member of your family. And we meet either online or in person. If you have lost a pet recently and you would like to attend one of our grief sessions, please contact me any way that you choose. It would be an honor to speak with you about ways that we can help you get through and to let you know that you are never, never alone. And certainly on that, we can all say amen. We say our prayer of hope in this new year, and any time we always need hope. We say on this most special day and every day of holiness and peace, we lift our voices to God above. With people all over the world, we pray to God for ourselves and our families, for our people and all people. To you, dear God, source of strength and hope, we pray for strength of body and mind, for hope and courage. Help us, dear God, to remember the past, to recall with love days gone by, the years we have already lived. But help us also, God, to live today and tomorrow, to find beauty in each new day that you keep us on earth. May our lives be free from pain and suffering. May we be able to cope with each new challenge that may come our way. Help us, dear God, to find within each day at least one moment of joy, of pleasure and satisfaction. And though we are often dependent on others, may we also be of help to those less fortunate than we are, as we remember that all people everywhere are dependent on you. And though we may not be young and our years have been many, help us to remember that to you, dear God, we will always be one of your children. And on that, we can all say, amen. And please remember that as we always say, indeed, we are more alike than we are different. Often, I have the opportunity to do funerals. Most of the funerals that I do, of course, are for Jewish folks who have passed away. But often I have the opportunity to do funerals for people who are not Jewish. And the funerals for Jewish folks and the funerals for non-Jewish folks, they are very, very similar because the human heart is similar. Certainly in every religion, there are rules and regulations and laws about how to mourn, M-O-U-R-N, how to mourn a loved one, how many days we mourn, what customs we follow. But it is certainly difficult to tell an individual heart how to mourn. So many, many parts of our religions leave it up to our own individualisms to mourn the way that we see fit. And I need you to know, no matter what the religions say, laws and customs, there is certainly no right and no wrong way to miss someone that we cherish. There is no right or wrong way to remember. And may those who you are remembering always be a blessing to you. And may their memories always be cherished, what we call in Judaism, l'dor v'dor, from generation to generation. And at least in Judaism, there is a wonderful custom to name boys and girls who have just been born after those who we are remembering. And that is our way to gain strength from them, to bring their morals and ethics into generations to be born. And I often love asking my students who they're named after and finding out from them, those who they are named after, what were their mommy and daddy thinking of naming after this person? What about them do they want to be into your heart, your soul, your mind? And it's always very interesting and loving and righteous to find out who you're named after. And I would love to know, on Inspiration and Religion, for you to contact me about who you are named after and what wonderfulness in them is now part of you, and how do you keep their memory alive. And it would be an honor to speak with you about that. And please know that this program on WWDB doesn't just run on me talking into this microphone. It runs on you sharing how you or your organization or foundation are making our world a better place and bringing blessings to all. So if there is an event that's coming up, nonprofit in your organization, please share it with me. It would be an honor and a blessing to share it with our community. Because as we often said, if something good is going on in your lives, if God is bringing blessings into your lives, it allows us to acknowledge that God will bring blessings into our lives as well. If there is a low point, if you're in the valley of any part of your life, whether it be financially or physically, emotionally, spiritually, if there are good things happening in the lives of others, it gives us the opportunity to say, hey, God is helping them. God is certainly on the road to helping us as well. And it keeps us in faith. And certainly, it is always appropriate to have faith each and every day to know that any problems and troubles you have are only temporary. Only temporary, and is our obligation, just like we spoke about, that God knew David, God knew Moses, God knew Sarah, God knew Ruth. God will know you too also, but you have to know God as well. And there's so many opportunities each and every day to know God. You just have to take them. As we speak about in this year, you'll have many opportunities to fail. Just don't take any. You have many opportunities to sin. Just don't take any. You have many opportunities to lie. Just don't take any. You have many opportunities to lose faith. Just don't take any. And in the same way, you have many opportunities each and every day to know God, to open that door to God, to hear God. And on that, take every opportunity and don't lose any opportunity to know God. And on that, double A, triple A, 100 times, we can say amen. We also say amen to our friend Bonnie at her men's and boys store in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, PA, in Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Certainly daily stock now for all fall clothing for men's and boys store. They are receiving fall merchandise daily in both their men's and boys department. Suits, sports coats, khaki sportswear, shoes, and more for all your fall weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and custom tailoring too. Formerly a Fleet's men's store in beautiful Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years, Bonnie is presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Store-wide, any clothing you may need for any man or boy in your family in all departments, tuxedo rentals and sales as well. For weddings, charity events, cruises, any formal occasion, for a family get-together, a business get-together, please call Bonnie at 215-914-2060, 215-914-2060. And please tell her that Cantor Scott Borski told you to get in touch with them. No matter where you live, anywhere around Bucks County, Pennsylvania, South Jersey, whenever I have the blessing of going there, I see people from all over Greater Philadelphia and Jersey. Why? Because Bonnie and the men's and boys store is the best. And for them, certainly we can all say amen. So as we do each week, I certainly encourage you to contact me with any good things that are going on in your lives so I can share them with our communities. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations. It would be my honor to bring joy in your name to our whole community. And on that, certainly, thank you for joining me on WWDB for Inspiration and Religion. Please check out my social media each and every morning to bring faith and love and inspiration into your lives. I'm always posting good things, happy things, joy-filled things. And we certainly know that there is not enough joy in that world, in our world. Why not start our day with it? And as we always end each program, we say, what? Pray more. Worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody.